Thursday night, we're learning Shema, Thursday night, Or L'Chof Ches, Mar Cheshvan Tov Shanayin Hay. We're already a good month after Tishrei, a good 6 weeks after Yom Kippur. What do we have to show for it? Very depressing.
Yeah,
okay.
What do you mean tonight is a Chazaka? We're learning 3 nights in a row.
What's Sunday night? Sunday night we're learning. Rav Shech this year is 9 o'clock. Tuesday night. If you want to know what night to plan on having, go of Rishel's wedding is Tuesday night. Okay, so we're holding with Kanitzuk and Hoya, we're holding with Ramban, and we're holding with Anamukha Yosef, and we're holding with Anoyta Behuda. Right? This should all be meaningful to you, these words. And we're holding with the Shemites are pointing out, hey, in Hamadir, it's Lahachzik, not Lahaitzi. So what are you going to do? And we're passing on like Ravashi, that you don't say Kanimsik Anhoya, that's even Lahachzik. So don't tell me that it's only, that the Mukiyos have only meant Lahaitzi Momin. So we're back to saying that the Mukiyos has meant to be mechalik between Momin and Isser, and ironically, we're more machmir by Momin, and we don't say it, at least according to the way Paskin and Ravashi, and we do say it by Isser, like you find in those places with the get and with the guy from Aspamya to Kurtova or vice versa, whatever. Umashikha Noida Behuda. So the Noida Behuda asked the question. That's where we're up to, towards the end of Perek in Zion. Shmaitz of Zion, towards the pretty much the end of Perek in Zion. Umashikha Noida Behuda. We find when it comes to specific things he has, we're more makel by Momin. We give back an Aveda. If you find Paris in a Kli, you give it back based on the Simonia Kli, but you don't identify a dead body that way. And the whole Shaila of Simonim, where Simonim, you give back an Aveda to Simonim, but the Gemara clears about giving back a get to Simonim. So, how could the Nemukhi Yosef say that it's rougher to Paskin Momin with Kanimsa Kanhoya than it is to Paskin Isurim, if here you find the converse regarding Chumra and Kula? And of course, you says the Shmaitza. The Kvaromu Bishas, I paired Bezdim Mitzia. Lamandioma Simonim is Takalav Durabonon, that Simonim is Durabonon, the Araisa, meaning is Durabonon, I'm sorry. Heichim Adrinan Aveda Simonim. Right? So you should need Adam. If it's not the Araisa, so how do you give it back? So the Gemara says, Enachanami. It's a Takonos Chachonim to give back an Aveda Simonim. How do you like that? If Simonim is not the Araisa. By the way, just to remind you, Simonim of Hokim are always the Araisa. And Simonim, Chalushim are definitely not even the Rabbanon. So we're talking about some middle gray, not a gray area, a middle area. So that's the Rabbanon, but it's Tako, Umasim, Bishim Takonim, Chachomim, Bishim Tanichalei, the Baal Aveda, Bechul Vayenshom. The Baal Aveda is happy, even if he'll lose out something he lost, because it's being returned too easily to the untrue owner, but he's happy because next time it'll be his turn, and he'll more easily get it back. He's easier, everybody's happy with if we loosen the rules to give back an Aveda. Because people lose things, so they're happy, because this way it'll be easier for them to get it back when they lose something. So, it's a Takanas Chachamim. So there is like a special case, and the other case is the same. It's also Hashavas Aveda. Both the Noida Behuda's kashrus are from Hashavas Aveda cases. One is the papers that are found in a kli, al pi simoni a kli, something you would not do by body, and the other one is tam simonim. And so the Shmaitza says it's not shver. Loyal the Mukilosis means by moment you don't taste kanimsa kanhoya, only by surim. And these coolers that you find are specific to Hashavas Aveda, because it's Hakonos, because we like to make it easy to give back an Aveda. So that's what he says. V'chein magabi mahazreinu peris b'kli, v'loi chayshinu l'sheila. So the same thing. V'ar kosu tosus l'roshom say perakamet de b'tziyah, so kakonos chachomim ni l'hachzu peris b'kli, if Moshe Tikna is in Simonim, Shem Dunich of the Baal Aveda, I am sure, because everybody's happy. Vim came. Ein zeh mishum kilus at the moment, not because moment is more easily resolved than iser, but rather el atakonas chamim udave. This punk the night of this kashus on both by Hashem and Saveder. Mishum danich leil abal abedu. Okay. Now he's going to go back to attack the Noi de Behudas terrorists that it's only Lohitzim and Amuchzuk, and the person that finds the Aveda is not Amuchzuk, because we know it's not his. So he already attacked the Noi de Behudas terrorists, because he said in the source of not saying Kanimsa Kanoya Ravashi, he's talking about Lahachzuk Mamon. But now he's going to attack the Noi de Behudas Svora, that the Bala Veda is not called the Muhsin, which people here remembered that he, in the previous night, so he attacked it. Vim Kane and the Fima Shikoda Noi de Bindu, the Chalik Mishim the Gabi Aveda, Ain Shum Oda Muhsuk, and Kane my Porch Lamandiyoma Simon and Lavdi Oraisa, Hesi Machsarina Aveda, name of the Simon and Lavdi Oraisa, Dafka Beishas Ish. If you're saying that you're not a mukhsuk, so then do we have a simple solution to our problem? How do you get back an aveda to simonim? You don't have to say to tekonos hachamim. Just say there it's moitzi from a cheskoseishus ish, and here the bala moment, the bala aveda, the moitzi aveda is not a mukhsuk. So the Gemara's kasha is bechlal not shver. Either because he is called a muksuk, because of his din to return it to the rightful owner, maybe he's not a muksuk in the sense of cheskes moment that it's his, but you have to be moitzi the moment from him, because he has to hold on to it. He's not allowed to give it out, he's a shomer. So, well, maybe you can make the slurah even sharper, that he's a shomer for the owner. So it's really the owner that's the muhsin. So you are moitzi from a muhsin. Because we know that a shomer of pikadon, forget about shomer aveda for a moment, a shomer pikadon. So we know that the baal pikadon, the owner, is called a muhsin. It's called brishuso. He's allowed to be makdashit. You can't be makdash something that says owner brishuso. But if you have a pikadon by someone, he's holding it for you. So you are a muhsin. It is called brishuso. So it's not so hard to take a little step and say it's all, you're also called a muhsin. So maybe he's not the muhsin, the guy that found the aveda, but he's holding it for the owner, and that guy is the muhsin.
And the owner is the one that's coming with the simonim.
Yeah. So well, you don't know if he's the owner. So good. So it's called you being moitzi from a muhsin. You have to prove it. So that's what.
We're not being multi with Kanimsa Kanhoya.
We're talking about the Svara. That Kanimsa Kanhoya doesn't work. That the Mukhi Yosef only meant it doesn't work to be Moitzi from a Muksuk.
Kanimsa
Kanhoya doesn't work to be Moitzi from a Muksuk. By Momin. And then the cases he gave, that Momin is a more difficult nut to crack than Isser. I'm sorry. That's what he says. The Mukhi Yosef was answering. That moment is, you have cases where moment is more kal, like simonim of a kli.
Wait.
He's learning in the Mukhi Yosef's answer that moment is harder to crack than isurim. Moment is harder to resolve. So wait. So if you find you don't say kanimta kanhoya by moment. So then, but maybe by Issa you do say it. That's the Noi de Behud. He then asks, but you find cases that moment is easier to resolve than Issa.
They're a foul.
Yeah. He answers that the Mukhi Yosef never meant a general rule that moment is easier to resolve than Issa, harder to resolve than Issa. He just meant to be moitzi from a muhsuk is harder. And those cases that he brought, that moment is more kal than Isurim, are talking about a Shomer Aveda who's not a Muhsuk. The Shmaitzer now is saying that's impossible to consider the guy that's holding on to an Aveda in order to return it is not a Muhsuk. would make the Gemara very schwer. What's the Gemara's problem about giving back an Aveda with Tzivonim if there's no Muchzut? So the Shmaitzer says he is a Muchzut. He doesn't elaborate here. But we said back in Shmaitzer Gimel that he's holding it for the true owner, so that's called a Muchzut. He's holding it for the owner. So that blibes Muchzut. And a guy that comes and says, I'm the owner and here are my simonim, is called he's being Moitzi from a Muchzut. So the Shmaitzer, therefore, is Doiched and Oidim Yehuda's Teretz from his own kasha on the Yosef, and he gets a different teretz that really Momin is a harder nut to crack than Isser, but Chazal was specially make him by Aveda because it's in everybody's best interest. So everybody is okay with it. It's not like you're protecting anybody. Everybody is fine with Chachamim making it easier to get back in Aveda.
Well, you'd be protecting the real owner
from Ramon. Yeah. V'ikrainu ala mishum takonos Chachamim. No, you're not protecting the owner from Ramon. You're making it easier to get it back.
Ramai can come and take it.
Yeah, but the owner is okay with it because he knows, you know, there still has to be some element of Simonim. He's okay with it because it makes it easier when his turn comes to get it back. V'ikrayeinu lo mishum takonos chachomim sh'ro'u l'takeim b'simonim l'hachzir v'afilu peiros b'kli lo nochesh l'sheila, that the kli had been lent out to someone else. Is that poshut to borrow? So that's what the Mukhi Yosef means. That's what the Mukhi Yosef means. So the Mukhi Yosef taka means that moment is harder to crack than Yisr. It's a chiddush. That's what the Mukhi Yosef says. The case of the Noi Dibu De Yisr's from, they're all Shemir Aveda, which is a special Tachonis Chachonim. And everybody's zichu with it. We move on to Perek Yud Ches. Continuing. Now he's returning to the Nebuki Yosef. He finished knocking off the Noi de Bihuda, but now he's going to knock off the Nebuki Yosef. He doesn't like his Holy Yisod. Remember, the Nebuki Yosef has the kasha on the Ramban. That's where we're coming from. The Ramban explains the Gemaras about the Get with Aspamya and Kurtavia as Kanimsa Kanhoya, which we explained that a week ago. Achoo! That it's not only negative that it didn't happen before, but it also says it happened, it didn't come in the middle of the time frame. It was always there. So the Mukhezov asks on the Ramban, how can you say that the reason this works is Kanemsa Kanoya? We paskin in Hamadir like Ravashi, like Abaye, we saw that you don't say Kanem to Kanoya. So the Nebuki Yosef answers what he answers. Now the Shmaitzer attacks the Nebuki Yosef answer, and he's going to say an answer of his own. And the answer of his own is going to be that the Ramban doesn't mean the Kanem to Kanoya that we are familiar with. He doesn't mean Perek Hamadir's Kanem to Kanoya, which is very nice for the Shmaitzer. Because he puts forth that you don't say Kanimsa Kanoya ever, just Chumra of Truma Vakoshim. So that's what he's driving at the whole time. Omnam Meshagazim Amonoki Yosef Lachalik Ben Issa Lamomin. Inunira King. I don't like the whole thing. He's giving a Ramban. The Sefer Amochamos Beriko Isha Shalom. Ayin Shom B'Shitosu B'Trei Yitzchok B'Shem Kanimtza U'Moysuv L'Navshei. Right, the Ramban asks on himself that Rava's reason is Kanimtza Kanhoya. He asks on himself in the Gemara in Yevamos L'Vimai D'Kaimelon K'Rava B'Trei Yitzchok, which would mean, according to the Ramban, that we say Kanimtza Kanhoya. M'Kei B'Hai D'Shum Shemin. The case of a guy that gave sesame seeds as a picodon by someone, and when he came to pick it up, give me back my sesame seeds, he says, you took it from me already. So the mafkid said, but I gave you, let's say, 5 bushels in a barrel, and it's look in that barrel, you'll see 5 bushels of sesame seeds. So they went and they looked, but the Nifka said, no, you don't understand. Yours, I gave back to you. This is mine. I put it into this barrel. This is not yours. These are different shumshim. The Gemara ends up saying that it's a taina. He could say that. So the Ramban asks, why don't you say kanimsa kanoya? Right, that's the Ramban's question. The Moisel Lanafshid was he my kaimel and karobit reyizchakim came by the shumshimin difsikas l'choson the chayshinon shem of pinon, that we are afraid that he emptied it out, and these are different shumshimin. The whole rov of chayshinon l'kach shem darmina kanimsa kanoya. Right, this is part of the kanimsa kanoya that we're trying to explain. Vayin shom mashakosel b'zeh. Ramban happens to answer that people, barrels are often emptied out from their contents, so you can't really say kanimsa kanhoya, because we know that it changes a lot. We're aware that it's constantly changing. So the Shmaitza says, wait a second. Why is Ramban asking this question and giving terutzim? Shum shum in this moment. But the Mukiyosef is right that you're mechalek. So the Ramban shouldn't have asked the question, or he should have answered. But the Shum Shum in his moment, and you don't say Kanimsa Kanoya by moment, only by Yisra. Which is what the Mukiyosef says. But you see, the Ramban doesn't know like that. Because the Ramban considers it a very difficult question from the Shum Shum in, and gives a different tarot. Right? The tarot is no Kanimsa Kanoya, that it's often emptied out. So that's what the Shmaitza says there. Ulufi Mashakazu bin Mukiyosef. The Chalik bin Yisra the moment, him came my Kushim in Mamun Yisra. So what's the Ramban problem? So he's not right. But we're back to the question. Well, the Chenirlan, he was like the Lule Divri and the Muki Yosef, the Yashim, my the Kashale, be Perak Hamadir. The Vazai Kanimsa Kanoya Loy Svirala. Lisa Perak Hamadir, the Ravashi. We do not like Kanimsa Kanoya. It's not a real chazaka. It's only the truma v'kachim or machmer. L'chumra by truma v'kachim. L'achi kaimla kravashi shom. No kanimsa kanoya. Repeat it. No kanimsa kanoya. No kanimsa kanoya. Aye. The Ramban says by the two Yitzchaks that was Eshbeluso traveling from Espana or Klanya, whatever. Or the other Ramban between Yitzchak loy chashinale. So you're not chayshu that Mr. Yitzchak A went away and Mr. Yitzchak B took his place.
Why is that a case of Kanimsa Kanhoya? He came from Spain. Here he was found, but not here he was.
Well, that's what we explain, but apparently he's looking at it as refrain. We know he left Kokotovi and he went to Espana. So to say that he stopped in the middle and someone else took his place, that's what Kanimsa Kanoya tells you didn't happen. That he was here in the whole framework of time.
That's a different story. It's not Kanimsa Kanoya.
Well, that's Kanimsa Kanoya. That's what we're talking about the last week.
So here something was found, here something was.
Well, we're not
saying
it's
a literal translation.
We're not saying it's a different story now. We are saying it's a different story.
Wait, he's not up to that yet.
I'm asking him before this.
That's the answer. It's not. This is really not the same. It really doesn't work.
Is it? He's going to say
not,
that.
What are you mixing in? He wants. We explain. You don't say Kanimsa Kanoya. He doesn't understand Michal what it would mean. So we explain.
That's why it's in this case.
When you have a certain time frame, we call it like a framework of time, a box, and you know that a certain person was entered into that time frame. So to say that he didn't stop, walk away, and someone else with his name or with whatever came in is negated by Kanimsa Kanoya. We say you were here the whole time. We don't imagine, I told you, the type of chazaka. We don't imagine such things that you went away and something else came. Kanimsa Kanoya means you were here the whole time.
The whole time frame.
You were here the whole time frame. You were here the whole time frame. So in Amadir it means you were here, it was here, and it happened before the Kiddushin, right? It happened in the father's house. And here it's saying, he went away and he came. He was here the whole time frame. So now we have a problem. So the Shmaitza says, the Vali Kanim to Kanoya we don't say. So what does Rambam mean when he says that the whole story with Aspamya and whatever, betray Yitzhak Loi, Chayshin Loi, that we're not afraid of two Yitzhak, two people with the same name, Yishuv Kanimtsa, what does he mean? So the Shvait is going to be Mechadish. Now he does not mean the Kanimtsa Kanhoya of Hamadir, the seventh parent. He couldn't, because here he says it, and there we pass with my brother. Beer Dvar of Nerel of Himashachaz Rambam, Bechidusha Perik Loi Yachbor, the sugya derov v'karov, right? The sugya of what's a stronger hochacha to something, majority, we're talking about always rumba de'isa, come on, or karov, something's closer. You found some money, right, and you don't know which kupa it fell out of, so karov is a valid usage of minatora to determine something. But rov may be a stronger, rov v'karov, which is stronger. So the Gemara brings a raya, behold, yishtaka chavisa duchamer v'pardesa ayin shom b'shas. Right, a chavis yayin was stolen, and it was found in the kerem of Arava. So Ravina said, you're allowed to drink the wine. You don't have to be choshish, it's from this kerem. The Gemara thought, because you go bus a rov. And Rove.
Who's going to drink the wine?
What?
Who's going to drink the wine? The guy that was stolen from?
Yeah, but I don't know what the difference is. We're worried maybe it's Osir.
Why are we worried?
It was found in a vineyard of Arlo.
But it was stolen wine. So the guy who was stolen from, doesn't he know? I don't get it.
I guess not.
Maybe the guy has to drink it.
No, we don't know. Is it the wine that he was stolen? We don't know. We found a barrel of wine in the Karen, the Varla.
So we know who it was stolen from?
We don't know if this is the wine that was stolen.
Oh, we don't know. We don't know if this was the stolen wine.
Yeah.
So we have two problems. We have to know. We don't know. If it's
and we found
wine.
It in the Karen of Varla. Right.
We don't know who
wine
don't
is. Worry. We're not worried now about giving back the Gneva. We're worried about do we have to assume it's our. So the Gemara said you don't have to assume so. And then the Gemara thought maybe it's because of Rove. And Rove Krumim are not Arlo. So you don't care that you found it in the Karam of Arlo. You go bust a Rove. Rove will call it maybe Halachacha Rove. The Gemara says no. The Hosam Shiny. None of them wouldn't have hidden it in this carom.
In the carom they stole it from.
If they stole it from here, I guess we don't know where they stole it from. So they wouldn't have hidden it there. None of them don't steal things where they stole it from.
They don't hide the wine where they stole it.
Don't hide it.
They don't hide wine in the carom where they stole it from.
Only wine, but grapes, you do have to be chayshus. Because when they steal grapes, they would keep it there. Where they stole it. I don't know why. But okay.
They're camouflaged.
They come back again
with all the other grapes.
They come back again later.
So the Ramban says,
how's it considered stolen if you didn't take it out of the caravan?
I don't know the case exactly. You want to go get an Osco?
He did a caravan.
Get an Osco, Perak, or Yachbor, we'll see the case. Baba Basra. Maybe he had a lot of chromium and he don't know which one he stole it from. I have three chromium.
Why did he make wine from oil in the first place? This guy.
I don't get the case.
What's that whole? Who makes wine from oil?
This guy.
Another maybe.
One. I thought you were.
What was stolen? Was wine stolen or was it oil?
Somebody else wants to look.
Chavdala and
Melach.
Okay, there was a chavis yayin that was found in the Kerem of Oro. We don't know if it was stolen from this Kerem, or maybe it was hidden away.
Who stole what? I don't think it came.
The Bala Kerem says it's not mine. It was stolen. I didn't make any wine. I didn't put this barrel in.
Somebody's
I don't know if we can make it away.
Else
they found the barrel of wine in the Kerem of Gorla. The owner of the Kerem says, I didn't put it here. I don't know what it is. So, the question is it from this Kerem or not? That's what Negea has. So Ravida said it's Mutter.
I'm not from that Kerem. How can it be from that Kerem? He says it's not his.
Somebody else put it there. He said he didn't put it there.
It's not from that Kerem. It's not his.
Somebody stole it. That's what I'm talking about. Somebody stole it.
And
made wine.
But it's not from his. Why would it be from his Kerem?
Somebody stole it. We found it there.
We don't know.
We found it in a Kerem of Orla.
They stole grapes?
And they don't worry about it.
The owner of the vineyard knows nothing about this barrel.
We want to know where this wine is from.
And the owner doesn't know.
The owner doesn't know. I don't know how it got here.
But he knows it's not from his Kerem, right?
He doesn't know it's not from his Kerem. We want to know. He knows he didn't put it in the chavis.
He didn't make the wine.
Oh.
So, Ravina says, you don't have to be afraid that it's from this, that the wine is from this Kerem. So the Gemara, why not? So the Gemara at first thought, because Rove a Korov, you go bus a Rove. And we don't care that you found it in the Kerem here, and it's Korov to this Kerem, but you go bus a Rove, and Rove Krumim are not Arla.
Right. The shash was that they stole the grapes and made the wine in the Kerem.
I don't care. We have a barrel of wine and we want to know where it's from. And it was found in a certain Kerem. So Korov says it's from this Kerem. And this Kerem is Orla. But Rove says it's not Orla. Because most Krumim are not Orla. That's all I care about. So Rove of Korov. Halachacha Rove. Now we know we're talking about obviously a stolen something, because the owner of the Kerem is denying. He said, I never took this from my life. I don't know what it is. So the Gemara says no. The reason you say it's not from this Kerem is because if it was from this Kerem, they wouldn't have hidden the barrel in the scene of the crime
where they made the wine.
At the scene of the crime where they stole it from.
Lest it be discovered. Lest it be discovered. That's what
they're not going to hide.
The workers.
Despite all the detective stories you read, the criminal does not return to the scene of the crime.
Unless it's great.
He'd be an idiot if he
would. Unless it's great.
Return, but not with the thing he stole.
The Gemara says, grapes, they do hide.
Only one. Grapes.
Okay. The Ramban says, so why by grapes do you say it is from this Kerem? So you would say, oh, the Gemara because Rove Akarov, you go bus Akarov. Mm-hmm. Right. The Gemara is dochet that the reason by wine is not Rove Akarov, you go bus a Rove, but because you're pretty sure that they didn't take it from this Kerem if it was found in this Kerem. But then the Gemara qualifies that and says, grapes, you do assume it's from this Kerem. So one's mind would naturally say, oh, because Adarabba, we're going to either Kisa. That Rove a Korov, you follow Korov. So most grapes are not Orla, but we say it was found here. The Ramban says it's not true. The Gemara does imply that it's Osir. But not because of Rove Akarov, you go bus Akarov. But even if you hold the go bus a Rove, it's more than Karov. It was found in, Karov means it's close to the end of a Rove here. Mm-hmm. Here it was found in the Kerem, says the Ramban.
It's not even Karov.
It's not even Karov, it's Makomo.
What about the sweater that the Ghana wouldn't put the crumb?
We're talking about grapes. That's, you say that by wine. We're talking about grapes.
Why should there be a difference in that sweater?
The said why. Maybe the grapes are camouflaged more. Maybe the grapes he can hide.
Now with a barrel of wine, he's worried about getting caught.
That's the Gemara says. We don't have to worry about that. Gemara says the Svara, the Ganav doesn't hide the wine in the place where he stole it. But grapes he does hide. That's what you have to worry about. Now the Ramban wants to know, but you're still saying then that Korov is stronger than Rove. Is that what you're saying? He says, no, this is more than Korov. This is
Mamish Makomo.
Mamish Makomo. And the Ramban says those fatal words, Kan Nimsa Kan Hoya. And we leave you on that note.
Wait, so then it doesn't matter where the guy writes the grapes then.